It's the Shiny Squirrel Podcast again with the wonderful Grandma Matata. Grandma, why are you all wrapped up in a blanket like that? Hello? Grandma, is this your Chief Sitting Bull situation? Grandma, I know you're in there somewhere. Grandma, I know you're in there. It's time to do the podcast, Shiny Squirrel Podcast with Grandma Matata. I hope she took her medication. Oh, there she is. Grandma, hello. Grandma. Grandma's in there. Hello, Sadie. She's finally up. Grandma, how are you today? Good morning.
Good.
What's with the big shaw? Are you cold today? It's like 107 out.
I'm freezing.
Why are you freezing?
I just sat in the freezer for 9 hours.
Grandma, this is going to be a silly question, but where were you doing sitting in the freezer for 9 hours?
I was looking for boo-boo.
How did you misplace your dog in the freezer, and why would you put your dog in the freezer?
Well, I have fish in there.
Tell me more, Grandma.
And she turns into a cat once in a while, which I hate. She opens up the fridge and she eats the fish, so I was looking for her in there.
Okay, say that again. Boo Boo turns into a cat and opens the freezer and eats the fish. Say that again.
She opens the freezer, turns into a cat, and eats the fish. So I was waiting for her.
And what kind of fish was it, should I ask?
I don't know. I can go get you a piece, though.
That's okay, so...
No, I'm going to show you a piece. I have some.
You have to show me a piece? How about after the podcast?
Servants! Bring me a piece of fish in the freezer!
Grandma, you don't have any servants.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. You fired them all, don't you remember?
Servants, bring me a fish from the freezer!
Grandma, you fired all the servants.
No, I did not.
Have you been fishing or something that we don't know about?
I don't know.
Have you ever been ice fishing up in Minnesota?
Servants, I need a piece of fish from the freezer. A whole bag of fish.
Grandma...
I don't care what you say.
So, Grandma, Grandma, a whole another week has gone by. How have you been, or what have you been up to?
Well, no one could go to the bathroom because my servant sat in there for 2 days straight.
You couldn't go? Okay, Grandma.
Turn around, servant.
Grandma, what do you mean you couldn't go?
One of my servants sat in the bathroom for 2 days.
Why did your servant, you have a servant now.
Yes, I do.
And who is this servant?
You like the fish?
That's pink salmon. That is real fish.
We have 1,000 more of them. I'm just kidding. We have about 20 more bags.
So you're on a seafood diet?
No. Our neighbors actually went to Alaska and caught these for us and cut them up, put them in these bags and gave them to us.
Ooh, fresh cut salmon. Okay, now you're talking, Grandma.
See, look at its little fin. See its little fin on there?
That's good stuff. Have you ever had salmon in the form of sushi?
No.
It tastes pretty good. You wrap it in lettuce and then you dip it in an olive vinaigrette. That's the only way I've ever eaten sushi salmon.
Its other wing fin is not in there. I can't find it. So this is a fin, which I really want to touch the fin.
Is that a fin or a wing?
It's a fin. But obviously this means this was the head.
That's where his head was. He lost his head.
Yep, they fresh caught it for us, and they gave them to us.
So this is what the boo-boo was eating inside the freezer where you sat for 9 hours, and this is why you have a big old blue shaw around you.
Yes.
Is this your favorite shaw?
Yes, but I like the feather.
You mean the...
The wing, the fin.
The winged fin?
Wing fin feather.
Well, Grandma, you know, I want to get back to that opening song that I was playing, the Batgirl theme song.
What about it?
Well, the lady...
Servant, come get the pink salmon.
Grandma, you don't have a servant.
Oh, I found the other wing on the other side.
You have a very temporary servant.
It's right here.
Well, I was playing the Batgirl theme song there because Yvonne Craig passed away. Did you know her? You're older than her. She was 78 years old. The original Batgirl from the TV series?
Pretty sure she's older than me.
No, I think you're older than her, Grandma. Anyway, that's why I wanted to pay tribute to Batgirl. pretty, don't you think that's okay?
She died?
She died, yes. Now, why are you applauding the death of Batgirl, Reed Von Craig? Grandma, are you... Again, you didn't take your medication, did you? Are you ready to play pop music?
Boo-boo's ready.
Okay, so I got a song for you and you got a song for me. Which one do you want to start with?
My song.
Your song? Okay, let me cue it up here and then we'll play a little bit of it and then we'll talk about it, okay? Because I have never heard this song that you're recommending for me to listen to, okay? Here we go. Okay, Grandma, that was an interesting song. What's a song called? Choices or something? And who's it by? E-40?
Never heard it before.
What do you mean you never heard it before?
I just heard the ending. And you, so I liked it.
So you recommend that I listen to it. Okay. Well, I think it's a pretty good song. I liked it. I will probably have to listen to the full thing, but we legally can't play the full thing. But it sounds pretty good. It's called Choices. And then that's the clean version of it, correct?
Yes, it's about doing... good choices, not bad choices.
Ah, like doing a Shiny Squirrel podcast is a good choice, right?
No.
Yes, it is, and you know it is. Right, Grandma? Grandma?
If you think it's a good choice, just say below this video that it's a good choice.
Below this video?
Mm-hmm. On YouTube?
Oh, check the like button. I see what you mean.
No, and say it.
Oh, say it. Leave a comment.
Comment, yes.
Because poor people need to start leaving more comments, right, Grandma?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to play you my song that I got for you this week, okay? And it's a good one. At least I think it is.
Crickets Eats. I got my first real six string.
What do you think of that song, Grandma?
It was too slow.
Too slow? Are you kidding me? Grandma, that's Bryan Adams from Canada. That's Summer of 69.
Hmm?
Come on, Grandma. Wake up. I know you're still here. All right, you said you want to do a third song you have?
Well, this car could be systematic. Hydromatic.
Well,
I could be Grease Lightning.
Grease Lightning.
Get some overhead lifters, some four-barrel quads, oh yeah.
Keep talking, won't keep talking.
Fuel injection cut off your chrome-plated rods, oh yeah.
Get ready.
I know that song, Grandma. That's Grease. Let's go Grease Lightning from Grease.
Yep.
How many times have you seen the movie, Grandma?
Maybe over 100 times. I watch all the time.
Grandma, that's a lot. I mean, I've seen it maybe 3 times.
I watch it maybe at least 5 times a month.
Now, you weren't... This isn't one of the things where you're going to tell me you were in the movie, right?
Yes.
You were. I knew it. Which part?
Aunt Barbara, she played Sandy.
Your aunt Barbara wasn't Sandy?
Mm-hmm. She looks like her.
Well, just because she looks like her doesn't mean that she was Sandy.
She was Sandy.
Sandy Superchick.
Huh.
Oh, Grandma. Grandma, are you here? Because you're kind of... You got a glazed donut look on your face today. Grandma.
I want glazed donuts.
Are you having another stroke?
No.
Grandma, okay. So, let's rate this music. What do you think of E-40? Choices.
I hated it.
How would you rate it?
No, I liked it. Choices, but... it's because... You're supposed to say if you like it.
Well, I want us to both rate it because we do a different rating system every week. I would rate it a thumbs going up and then leveling out at a 5.
I do 2 thumbs up going up and never stopping. Let's only the clean version.
The clean version, yeah.
I have not seen the whole video.
Well, I would say definitely thumbs up, but it's going to level off at a number 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would say, you go first. How would you rate Summer of 6?
If I'm ever showing someone a video that I've never seen before, I don't let anyone watch it, including myself, because I've never seen it before.
Say that again, Grandma.
If I'm ever showing someone a video, a music video, I don't let them see it, and I don't let myself see it, because I've never seen it before. I don't know what's in the video, so I don't want to watch it.
Have you ever seen the video for Summer of 69, Bryan Adams?
Nope, I don't want to. It's nasty.
It is not nasty. It's black and white.
That's nasty.
Why is a black and white music video
I was born in color.
Grandma. Okay, tell me more about being born in color, Grandma. Grandma, you got to tell me more about being born in color.
Stop, this is my head thing.
Yes, but you have to tell me. We got to hear you on the microphone, Grandma.
I'm coming out.
Okay, go ahead. Tell us now, Grandma, about being born in color. I'll bite. Tell me about it. Tell me about it, Grandma.
I was born in color. So I was born blue and red.
You think you were born blue?
Yes.
Like a Smurf?
Yes.
How's that possible?
Because I said so.
I need a little bit more than I said so. You think just
because.
You think just because you're an old lady that your word is authority?
Yep.
Okay. All right, I want to hear your rate. What did you rate Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams?
2 thumbs going down and never stopping.
Oh, Grandma, you're harsh today.
4 thumbs going down and never stopping.
Oh, you're mean to that. Well,
75 thumbs going down and never stopping.
Grandma, I'm going to rate it with 2 thumbs going up and never stopping to try to counteract your down thumb rating. What do you think about that?
I'm coming.
What do you think about that, Grandma?
I don't like it.
Well, since we... Also, let's go ahead and rate Go Grease Lightning. What did you think of that? You ever seen the music video for it?
The last number on Earth, many thumbs going up and never stopping.
Well, I have to rate the music video as several thumbs going up, but then taking a left-hand turn, making a U-turn, and then going up still. That's how I would rate it.
You're an evil person.
Now, why am I an evil person?
Because I said so.
Oh, you think so, huh?
Yep.
Well, shall we get into the culture report, Grandma?
Yep, I know the weather today.
Well, hang on, I gotta play the music for it. This'll get us started. And it's time for...
Kids in my front yard again.
Grandma, there's no kids in your front yard.
Yes, they are.
Do you have to yell at them?
Yes.
All right, go yell at them. Go yell at the kids, Grandma. Go shake your cane at them.
I don't need a cane.
Oh, Grandma.
Just fine.
Grandma, are you ready for the culture report?
What's the culture report?
The culture report is where we're going to give you 2 topics in the news of something really weird, and you get to pick which one you want to hear. Last week, you read the headlines. Don't you like that idea?
Sure.
Okay, well, this week we got Lizard Coffee and Ninja versus Store Owner. Which one do you want to do first, or hear first?
Ninja.
Ninja? Do you want to read it, or do you want me to read it?
I want you to read it.
You want me to read it, okay. This is actually pretty funny, Grandma. This comes from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. 2 ninjas dressed, or 2 teenagers dressed as ninjas, armed with a machete hatchet and expecting an easy robbery at a Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania convenience store, got quite a shock when a cashier pulled out a sword and started chasing them. Surveillance video shows the teens entering the market on Friday night. This was last Friday. One goes behind the counter with his machete and demands money, but the cashier pulls out a big sword and knocks the smaller weapon out of the teen's hand. The customer grabbed the second suspect, but he broke away free and the both teens ran away. The suspects remain large as of Tuesday.
No, I don't want a ninja coming in my house.
There won't be a ninja coming into your house, Grandma.
I want to read the next one.
You want to read the next one? Okay, let me get the next one. You want to read Lizard Coffee?
Yes.
Let me get it out here for you.
Oh yeah, I'm supposed to read it.
So, Grandma, you want to read Lizard Coffee, correct?
Yes.
All right, let me cue it up here for you, and then you can read the article, okay? Because I have it all set for you, Grandma. Right here. You got your glasses on? Wait, you don't wear glasses. There you go.
Am I supposed to put it down? A woman in Phoenix got a jolt from her Starbucks latte, and it wasn't because of caffeine rush. Kim Dillon said she spit out a tiny, legless lizard from her sugar-free espresso drink last week, an experience that still disturbs her. It was just so gross knowing it was in my mouth. And she told ABC15.com. Her husband, Brian, was even more grossed out. It was a lizard, Brian told the station, a little lizard that she drank that went into her mouth. A couple put the reptile remains into a bag and took it back to the coffee shop where employees apologized profusely. A Starbucks representative told the station it was disturbed by the news and would investigate the matter. A representative for the fries market the Starbucks was located said it was having a pest control company go over the property thoroughly.
Oh, Grandma, can you imagine drinking your cup of coffee and then finding a lizard in it?
In your mouth. Wait.
There's more?
The Dillons said they appreciate the efforts, but haven't said if they plan to sue. They did tell ABC 15 that the lizard-tainted latte may have turned them into tea drinkers permanently.
Ooh, that would make me switch to tea, Grandma. Do you drink coffee or tea, Grandma?
But that is the picture of it.
Yes, why don't you show the picture of it up there, and we'll put that on the Instagram account. Which you can follow us on the Instagram account, and Grandma Matata all the time on the Shiny Squirrel podcast on Instagram, or even on my WCW_comedy page, Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the best ways to communicate with us. Right, Grandma?
Yes.
And that's Grandma, what's the most disgusting thing you ever found in your cup of coffee or drink?
I found actually a moth in my food and I almost ate it.
Ooh.
A moth.
A moth? Grandma, when did you find a moth in your food?
When we were little, we used to have this little picnic table. It was plastic, but it was strong enough to hold us. And because he was supposed to sit on it.
Was this back in Russia or the Ukraine?
No. It's like a big picnic table, but it's plastic because it's made for little kids. And I had ranch on my plate, and the moth came, flew into my food, and I dipped my pizza in it, and I ate the moth.
Grandma, that's disgusting.
And I spit the moth out because I did not know it was in my mouth.
Talk about getting too much vitamin moth in your system. Is there such a thing as vitamin moth?
I bet if his head was in my stomach, I bet he started eating some of my organs.
Grandma, where do you get these far-fetched ideas?
From everywhere.
Oh, Grandma, do you know what the best time is? This is your favorite part. You know what it is?
I get to control this.
Okay, I'll let you control the mic. I'll show you how to do it, okay? Push that button there. Now push.
Yes.
Push that button there. Grandma's getting all technical. Now push that button there. Grandma Matata's gonna critique seats, right? The best part that Grandma likes to do, most of the time. Am I correct, Grandma?
Sure. What is this called?
This is called baklava.
Baklava?
Baklava.
I thought it was called bakla.
Well, it's spelled B-A-K-L-A-V-A, so I'm not too sure on the pronunciation.
What country is this from?
It's from the underworld.
No, seriously, what country is it from?
I believe it's Russian. You should know this, Grandma. It's either Russian or Italian.
And does it taste good?
I think it tastes good. I haven't tasted, but that's what you're here for.
I think it's called Baklo because it's dead skin getting peeled off of people's backs.
Grandma, where do you come up with these descriptions? Well, as you see, it's still in its sealed container, Grandma. You said you wanted more desserts, so I got you dessert.
Yeah, and yummy desserts.
Yummy desserts? This doesn't qualify as a yummy dessert?
Oh, it smells like apple pie. Ew.
It's layered skin. That's just a crust, Grandma. You tell people what you're doing there. I don't think Grandma's going to eat the baklo. No? That's a definite no. Grandma, tell us what you think of it.
I took one tiny bite of the crust, and I want to throw up now.
You want me to bring something that actually tastes good, right? All right, I promise you next week,
so
Grandma.
So I don't waste it.
I promise. I'll bring you something that tastes better next week.
But I'm going to...
What are you going to do?
I'm going to save it, though, to trick my brothers and sisters. And they'll all taste it.
The rest of your family?
Yes, I'm going to trick them and put it in their food.
I think you should get your mom to eat it.
Mom?
No. Let's finish. Let's get on to the last part of the podcast. Okay, Grandma? You know what that is?
Yeah. It smells like coffee.
Now, what's wrong with coffee? You know, would it be a good dessert to have your coffee that has a lizard in it?
No.
Well, why don't we get down to the last bit of the podcast? You know what that
is? Okay.
Grandma's learning IT today. Push that button.
I know what to do. Coach, should I put? No, stop it. I know exactly what it is.
Do you?
Life advice.
And it's life advice with Grandma. Grandma's got short memory, so she likes to listen to the songs over and over.
That girl, where do you come from? Where do you go?
Some life advice. Life advice.
For that is Grandma.
Is that the life advice this week, is let Grandma pick whatever she wants to do?
Yes.
And how did you come to that conclusion, Grandma? Grandma, how did you come to that conclusion?
Because I can.
What, do you think just because you're an old citizen...
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no...
What are little girls made of? With sugar and spice and everything nice. That's what little girls are made of.
You don't care, do you?
What are little girls made of? With sugar and spice and everything nice. That's what little girls are made of.
It's Van Halen.
Yes.
song.
If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I showed you my flaws, if I couldn't be strong, tell me
boy bands are
really
popular.
Nope.
Nope.
Yep. Yeah. Nope.
And make sure you get the clothes.
Yep. Yeah.
Last big piece of life advice, Grandma.
Do whatever you want, don't listen to other people, and you'll be good. I don't listen to anybody.
Except me.
Ever helped a brother out when he was down on his luck?